Half-Baked, Maddie Baker Series. Written by Denise Grover Swank. Narrated by Shannon McManus and Chris Brinkley. Chapter 1. Maddie. My stomach churned as I stood in front of St. Vincent's Village on a cold, late Tuesday afternoon in January. I'd only been living with my Aunt Deirdre since last September, and I was already seriously considering moving her here. I felt like I'd failed her. Still, there was no denying her dementia had gotten progressively worse over the past few months. Yesterday, I'd taken her to Nashville to see her doctor, and he'd forced me to face some cold, hard truths. It was becoming more and more dangerous for her to stay at home, despite all the precautions we had taken. It would be safer for her to live somewhere with 24-hour care. I'd cried a good part of the 2.5-hour car ride home. Thankfully, my best friend Mallory had driven us. Mallory had decided to stay in Kakamami, and she'd even found a new remote job that gave her the freedom to help out with my aunt occasionally. To say I was grateful was a massive understatement. Having her around was keeping me going, because my aunt was the only family I had left, and she rarely remembered me. And Noah, the man who'd pledged himself to me before Christmas, had visited his family for the holidays and returned a changed man. He'd told me he had to take a break from our relationship. He still had issues he was working through, and he wasn't as far along with him as he'd thought. It had seemed to torture him to say it, to mean it, but he'd gone and done it anyway. I hadn't seen him since. I'd never felt more alone in my life. But standing outside in the cold, feeling sorry for myself, wasn't going to solve anything. The pity party was over. Time to deal with reality. I squared my shoulders and opened the front door, reminding myself of what Mallory had said before I'd left to come here. This was only a cursory visit to check things out. It didn't mean that Aunt Deirdre had to come here. But we both knew that she probably did, especially since she'd gotten out of the house twice last week. That, and it was the only residential care facility in town qualified to take her. A receptionist greeted me at the front counter with a warm smile.
"You must be Maddie. I'll let Miss Farrow know you're here."
"Thanks." I turned to study the photos of some of the residents on the wall, all smiling and having fun. I doubted Aunt Deirdre would feel that way. Then again, she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?